Wow. Not only did that song end perfectly, we're at 4 o'clock. So let's back up a little bit. What was there? You've turned me on to some new stuff there that every one of those was killer. Pernice Brothers, I told you I knew who Joe Pernice was. I like that a lot.
And again, he just released a new solo acoustic record on Friday, last week, so 1 week ago.
So the one we played, is that new too?
It was from last year, but he hadn't made one in a decade.
Oh, I see. Okay, thanks.
So it was just great to have them back.
Yeah. Not a Surf. I was telling you, a band I totally dismissed because the guy had dreadlocks. And
I mean the bass player, right?
Yeah. And Jason Lytle pitched them to me, and I thought, wow, I was totally wrong. And then promptly forgot about them. I probably picked up their CDs a couple of times and thought, well, maybe I should buy this or that. I love that. And Doug Gillard from Guided by Voices, he's in that band too.
He's been in both bands for a little while now, and he's enhanced them both, I think.
Yes. And he's a really nice guy.
I put out one of his solo records.
Right, you did. You
I did, yes.
Yeah,
yes. I'm proud of that because he is such a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's nice to help talented, nice people.
And Not a Surf album's called Never Not Together. You heard So Much Love. I like that. That's on my wants list. And then the third one, you picked the Rolling Blackouts. I've never heard them until right now. And
you being a consummate Australian music fan for so many years, I knew they'd be right up your alley. Plus, they're one of the best bands these days, period.
Wow. That says a lot. The album's called Sideways to New Italy. You heard the second of the first. And again, going on my wants list, I might have to look that one up as soon as I get home. I have a computer. I know how to get that stuff.
Well, you do such a great job on this station that it's hard to even find stuff you don't know.
I'm always looking, and that's the whole idea. You know, if you just stay in your bubble.
Yeah.
And finishing up with something from my bubble, the Windbreakers from their debut, Meet the Windbreakers. Bobby Sutliff, the girl for me. And he repeatedly says that EP isn't any good, but
Balderdash.
Yes.
I think that's approved for FCCs.
Yes. Fantastic stuff.
Poppycock.
Fantastic stuff from the Windbreakers, Tim Lee and Bobby Sutliff, two fab guys who I've gotten to know over the years.
And hooray for Donovan's Brain.
Yes. Bob works for us. He's our riff master these days.
What a super group you've got there, Ron.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm blessed to work with people that I sent them fan letters back in 1984. So,
yeah, and you had good taste even back then.
When I bumped into Bobby on some discussion group, I said, "I'm a fan," and he said, "Oh, okay," and I said, can he play on a record?" And he said, "Yes, if I can sing."
There you go.
And him and I quietly took over the band. The rest of the guys they didn't get invited to the next tour.
That's funny. Well, that's partly why I'm here, because I like the records that you put out. So when I found myself coming to Montana, you were like the first guy on my list, people I wanted to look up.
Yep. And we had talked actually way before.
Yeah.
We went back before, way before. And I knew you from the radio, from your own radio show. So again, all connected. There's a whole laundry list, armload of business I have to do here, so I'm going to tell you all these numbers and letters. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K212 AU Big Timber at 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And as I mentioned, there's a new testing platform, and I shared it with a couple people just so I could get some feedback, some real world feedback for our IT guy and Joanna in Portugal dialed it up and said it sounds good. And she said the check was in the mail, so I'm going to be playing one of her releases here in a minute.
I hope she wrote it on a U.S. bank.
Yes. So that's good to know. That's good to know. And this will be launched in public very soon. I'd have to go back to Jack McShay and tell him it's working. And everything's working here in the studio today for us. I'm going to tell you, KDLT is supported by Outside Bozeman, Outside Bozeman's Outpost, a weekly outdoor newsletter for Southwest Montana featuring local outdoor events, activities, and happenings around Bozeman. Information at outsidebozeman.com. Bozeman's Tattoo Alley, specializing in full custom tattoos, open daily noon till 6 p.m. by appointment only. Phone 522-8287. Updates and information on Facebook at Bozeman's Tattoo Alley.com. And Audio Artisans, specializing in home-wide and computer audio, home theater, headphones, and turntables. Showroom open by appointment at Oakwood Square, 2405 West Main Street, suite number 2, on the web at audioartisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. And a friend of mine asked me about old hi-fi that needed some work, and I couldn't remember who it was. There it is, Audio Artisans. Maybe I'll point her that way, and at least they can point her to a tech who can fix a vintage hi-fi.
Excellent.
Yeah, look nice. You know me, I just have scraps of hi-fi gear. I'm not an audiophile by any means. I'm a record file. So that's what's important to me. Okay, moving on. This is from the second Penny Eichinger album, and Dennis and I did a little work on it, and then she went off and finished it herself without us. And the one song I had done with her, with Donovan's Brain, she didn't use our track. Which I bummed me out, and I badgered her to let me use that track, and she's been reluctant because I think the Brain version's a better version of Sycamore Tree, but this is a good one here, and I think I play a little bit on this one. I'm not sure what remained of my work. Penny Eichinger, another Melbourne band. That's the music center, even though Sydney's the big city. Melbourne's the music city. Yeah, we know that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of gold.
Another one of my favorite new albums from a great Australian band. Not surprising, from Melbourne. That's the Woodland Hunters. Great, doing great business there. That their album's called Pale Horse. You heard the title track. And that sounds good in that set there. I've lost my mouse again. There I am. Sheesh.
Your pet mouse.
Yes. We mix it up there, but mostly Australian, or I don't know, stuff from all the world. Start with Penny Eichinger from Penelope, or the Pieces of Glass. Giant Shrimp, and I haven't read their biography yet. They may well be from Portugal, which would be an interesting concept. The label's based in Portugal, or their management, or whatever their helper is, Joanna. Thank her for sending that over. You heard Lay the Eye. And like I said, I'm really not sure what format that's out on or anything, or if they want me to put it out or what. Don't know, but sounding good. Comeset Angels, going way back to 1979?
1980.
Yeah.
Yay, Comeset Angels.
Yeah, 40 years ago. When I moved here, that was one of the bands that was on my survival kit. A friend from England had sent me a cassette with some of that and the sound.
My old friend Adrian.
Yeah.
The Comeset Angels, that's the only liner notes I've ever written for free. I just begged them to let me write that one. And I mentioned Montana. And I mentioned how in 1980-81, Steve Albini had a band in Missoula called Just Ducky. And somehow he'd gotten a copy of that album you played, and they were covering Baby and Independence Day off of it. So yay Montana in 1981.
And what's that other band? Silkworm, they covered Comsets too. They're
probably from Steve's influence, yeah, I would guess.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty hard to get an album like that in Montana back then.
Yeah, so. I was getting them direct. I think my friend actually sent the first one over to me, maybe even the first two and some singles. And so I got a pretty good collection early on. Yeah.
Only Bleaker Bob's and 99 were the only stores in New York carrying those two albums.
Wow, way back when.
That's how hard it was to find them on import.
And finishing with the Woodland Hunters. You mentioned Just Ducky. You haven't seen that Montana music documentary yet.
I've not, no. I met the guys who did it because they came up to Helena.
Yeah. I need to get on the case with them and find out what's happened with that. Because there was supposed to be a album and with DVD, a compilation album and a DVD all ready to go. And
And you played the premiere here at the Rialto, right?
Yes, I did. Closest thing to a Donovan's Brain gig in years.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Well, if you would have blinked, you would have missed it. 2.5 minutes. It was good fun. And the movie that is actually a great story about Montana. It's not so much a history of Montana music, more the story of the people who were involved in it, which make it a more universal story. And of course, there's some big names pop up in it and some really funny stories that, about Albini and all those guys.
Yeah.
I'll have to check. I can make that call and twist some arms.
Right at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Get right on it.
Yes, I will. It's 27 after the hour, almost the halfway point of the show. It's just zipping by, isn't it? We played a lot of music, so we're not wasting our time. We're not talking too much, but... getting some good music in there, I think, is the main thing. What do I have here? Oh, I need to tell you, this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142, online at bozemanbrewing.com. And I think we're going to have to make a stop there this evening before...
Curbside pickup.
Yeah. Yes, it's very nice. What a lovely bunch of people working really hard, like a lot of people in town, figuring out new ways to stay in business. And that's critical. It'd be a drag if all our favorite restaurants and bars and breweries disappeared.
People take for granted, right? Cultural life of our social times.
Yeah. Big thanks to everybody who's helping out, and big thanks to all of you for supporting them safely. And I have to underline that safely. What do we got? Something. Yeah.
Brand new this summer for students 13 to 18 years old, Montana Shakespeare in the Parks brings you Hawks and Handsaws, a virtual dramatic class series all surrounding the play Hamlet. The class Monologues and Solos begins July 20th, and Creating a Scene starts August 3rd. Hawks and Handsaws gives students a chance to hone their performance skills from the comfort of their own home. More information and registration forms are available online at shakespeareintheparks.org.
Those kids and their requests. Derailing my train of thought, but we'll get to it. Jim.
My freshly minted sixth grade graduate as of 12 o'clock Eastern time today.
Oh, congrats, Jim. Good work.
And Caroline as well. Yeah. Both of them. She graduated the third grade a couple hours ago.
If I could even remember the third grade.
Back when you were in the Beatles fan club.
No, it would have been way before the Beatles. I was eight years old, 1960.
Wow. So, amazing. So you were in the Johnny Kidd and the Pirates fan club.
Chuck Berry. Showing my age. Okay. We've been playing Australian music, so why stop? I think I turned you towards this, the On and Ons.
Oh, yeah, I did play a track on my show a couple weeks ago.
This is
great record.
They've done two albums and an EP, and the EP is called Menacing Smile. And they did one of those live streaming gigs just a couple, 3 weeks ago, and it was really good. I'm really happy to see them. For a trio, they cover it really well. And it's Clyde Bramley from the Hoodoo Gurus on bass, and he is a monster. I know I'd seen him with the Hoodoo Gurus at the famous Maxwell's. And you were there too.
I was, yes.
Anyway, it was a fantastic thing. And he said, don't share it, Ron. Not public anyway. But they're going to put up some clips from it. And wow, you know, I mean, it just makes me wonder why bands like this, you know, according to Dennis, can't get arrested in Sydney.
Never understood that about a lot of bands in history.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they can get arrested on this show.
I'm sure Van Gogh said the same thing when he couldn't sell paintings.
Yeah. Oh. And he might have gotten arrested at some point, huh?
Cutting off his ear, yeah.
Yeah, just generally making trouble. Okay, we're going to pick it up with a couple new things, a couple old things. Just moving around the dial, and we got a request, so I'm going to have to, during this set, I'm going to be sifting through and so we can turn this boat a different direction here in 20 minutes. Check this out. This is from their new EP.
Monday blues. Thank you. the Young Eels.
Delightful Sounds of the New Christ. From, what's the album called there? I wrote it down. Oh, Divine Rights. You heard Sun God. That's not Jim Dixon. It's Rob Younger from Radio Birdman. I'm not sure. I didn't look who else is on there. It's probably Kent or Jim Dixon or what's the other guy's name that I met? Well, Maswax on it.
And a couple of Radio Birdman people.
Steedman, yeah. Okay.
Celibate Rifles, right?
Yeah. Charlie Owen's on some of it, too. Track 5. No. I'd met Charlie Owen, too. He was the original guitar player in New Christ, I think.
Huh.
Nice guy. Great guy. He's another guy who really wanted to show me around Sydney. He took me out to see some. We went and saw him play in some other local bands and stuff. And great fun. It's nice when you're treated like a guest in a foreign city. You know, people like to show you around their town. I'm just, you get the same treatment when you come to Bozeman.
I do.
Yeah.
I know it well now.
Yeah, you get here without getting lost. That's better than some of my friends.
Well, my wife Mary has her aunt and uncle here too.
Oh, right, yeah. So it's pretty familiar territory.
Yes.
Stone's throw away, yeah. Dave and Joanne just live not too far from here.
I'm going to go see him tomorrow at some point, I'm sure.
We're taking daily walks, and some of our walks would take us up to their neighborhood. And look around. It's nice.
All roads lead to Bozeman.
And once you get to Bozeman, the best place to travel is the alleys. We've discovered that it's really interesting what goes on in the back alleys of Bozeman. Okay, we got some more music to play. Let me see what we've taken care of that biz. I think I can play this.
Hi, I'm Drew Lashley, one of the winners in this year's KGLT T-shirt design contest. My work decorates the Women's Magenta Tee, a perfectly manicured hand serving up a perfectly tuned transistor radio. It's yours for a song and a pledge. Go online to kglt.net.
Yeah, people are already wearing their new KGLT gear. I had one of my shirts on. I've got two of the same because I wear them so much. I always get two shirts. I don't need hats. I have way too many hats. And it's a nice hat. But hoodies, for some reason, I don't have any KGLT hoodies. I think I outgrew the idea of a hoodie a long, long time ago.
You need them in New York.
Yeah.
You need them here, too, really. It's cold.
Yeah. I like the old-fashioned ones with the sort of the kangaroo pocket in the front.
That's
my style. But we haven't made one like that. We should. I should talk to them about that. Because retro is always nice. You pulled up something. Was that Jim's request?
Yes. I guess since he did graduate the sixth grade at 12 o'clock Eastern time today. It's just weird them not actually being in school, you know, these last 3 months, but it officially ended today. So he called and made a request. He wanted to hear Los Shakers. Typical, you know, every 12-year-old wants to hear obscure South American 60s bands,
you know,
right?
Now I'm going to have to go home and look and see if I have anything by it. If not, I'm going to have to, you know, go out.
My friend Jeff Kelson turned me on to this band because he likes a lot of stuff from Argentina and Uruguay, which is where they were from.
Yeah, there's a healthy South American rock and roll scene. Mexico, too, had some great bands. Yeah. And for that matter, Thailand and places like that. Singapore had rock bands.
We went looking for Osvaldo from this band because we heard he lived in Queens.
Yeah, find him?
We did not find him, so we still have not done a Low Shakers interview in Big Takeover, unfortunately. Okay. And he might be dead now.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Let's hear him.
This song is called Break It All. Or in Spanish, rompen todo.
Oh.
Let's start it again.
I got it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Can you give me more volume? Break it all. If you're alone, or nobody's seen you, You know, it's Jeff Beck's birthday. I think he's like 70. He's way older than me. 10 years older than me.
No, I'm looking it up.
So make him 76. I think he's at somewhere like that.
He was born in 1944, so he's 76.
Yeah. Well, what a guitar player. I didn't get to see him with the Yardbirds because he decided to stay home that day, and but I saw him on his own, and that guy could play guitar like nobody's business.
So when you saw the Yardbirds, it was Jimmy Page.
Yes, it was about the third gig he did as lead guitar player.
Huh.
And you know, it was one of those things where, man, I knew Jimmy Page was in the band, but he's the bass player, and I just thought, I can't wait to see Jeff Beck. And there's curtains at it. It was at an auditorium, so there's curtains, and you hear this incredible guitar from behind it. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to kill. And then the promoter comes out and says, sorry, the bass player Jeff Beck is sick tonight, and they're going to go on as a four-piece. And, you know, wait a minute, no. Excuse me, he's not the bass player.
You dumbbell.
Well, they didn't want to hurt our feelings, but Jimmy Page knew all the songs very, very well.
So was this at the Cow Palace or something?
This is a San Jose Civic Auditorium.
Uh-huh.
With the Chocolate Watch Band and E-Types.
And what, about 1967?
Summer 66.
66,
yeah.
Wow.
And there's the band, the E-Types are from Salinas. They were popular in the Bay Area. And there's an album cover they used for a live album. And it's a picture from that show. You can see the Yardbirds amp set up. And if you look very close down the front, you can see the back of my head.
You need to produce this.